Hello, welcome to Have Roots, We'll Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin Stoltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos will eventually be about travel and location and genealogy research, but I've done a deep dive into a series now called the Fille Jawa, the King's Daughter, and each week I am doing a biography of an individual, Fille Jawa. There are over 700 of them, so we've got quite a ways to go. We're on episode number 64. And they're just amazing. Every one of them, I find out something amazing. And there's not one yet that I've said, whew, that was a boring one. So stay with me. If you have a feature one that I haven't covered, and I'm sure there are, and you'd like me to review her and research her and produce it, I'd love to do it. So write me, either post a comment here, email me at my website, Lisa at Have Roots. WillTravel.com. You can also post something on Facebook and also on Twitter. Although I don't get a lot of Twitter for whatever reason. So, with that being said, I just want you to know that I would love if you would subscribe and also click on that notification alert if you want to receive news of when I post certain videos. So I'm trying to do it about twice a week now. I used to do it only once a week, but there's a lot of girls and I need to get through them all. So we might be seeing an increase of videos shortly, but for right now we're doing two a week. So with that being said, let's get started and see who we're doing today. Regular viewers know that I have produced a video called Les Filles Jawa, the Program 2.0. The Filles Jawa was a program started about in 1663 to encourage the population of New France by the intendant, Jean Talon. And I go into all the ins and outs of the program and what each girl had to do and was given and all of the above. So if you want to have more information and kind of a perspective on your ancestor, I would heartily encourage you to look that one up. So let's see who we're doing. Well, those of you who saw the previous video would know that we are now doing the sister of Catherine Rivière and Anne Rivière, her older sister. Let's get to know Anne. Quite a different story, actually. So Anne Rivière was born in 1635, a full 9 years ahead of her sister Catherine. And she wasn't born in the same place as Catherine either. She was born in Saize, Normandy, which is a township commune in the Normandy region of France. It's found on the Orne River. And Saize has existed since the 4th century and has been seen so much history from the Norman conquest in the 9th century to the Hundred Years' War when it fell to the English, and then when it surrendered to Henry IV of France. The church where Anne might have been baptized dates from the 12th century and was built on the grounds of three earlier churches. So it's kind of neat. And if you remember, those of you who were with me on the previous episode, they lived in, Catherine was born in Étampes. So it's kind of like they just kind of moved around. They were living in the suburbs, definitely, or very close to Paris. Anne would actually marry and become a widow before she left for New France. She was actually living in Brittany at the time, and her husband was a tax collector. And we don't know anything, I don't know anything more about him, but I suspect she was trying to look after her sister after her father died. It's probably, I don't know who told who about the program, but they both decided they were going to go. Now, they climbed up on board the ship, Le Jean-Baptiste de Dieppe, on June 18th, 1665, is when they arrived in Quebec City and brought with her £300 as a dowry. By the way, I forgot to say in the introduction that this was also the same viewer who asked me for Catherine, also asked me for Anne. When I looked in my files, there it is, my best friend again, was also related to Anne. So let's have a look at who she selected and who selected her. Now, the man's name was René Ouellet. He was born in 1644 in Saint-Jacques-du-Haut-Pas parish in Paris. He was born in the 5th arrondissement of Paris. His parents were François Ouellet and Isabelle Barry. The cathedral that he was born in is located on the corner of Rue Saint-Jacques and the Rue de l'Abbé de l'Épée in the 5th arrondissement. The church as it exists now had its beginning in 1632. It certainly didn't look like this when René was born, but I'm fairly certain this is the spot where a more simple chapel would have been situated. I was so excited to learn that this church was the church that Victor Hugo used in his novel Les Misérables as the parish church of Jean Valjean, his chief protagonist. Isn't that amazing what you find out? It was situated, and René was born in the 5th arrondissement, which is actually the oldest of Paris and was actually built by the Romans. Traces of the area's past survive in such sites as the Arène de Lutèce, a Roman amphitheater, as well as the Thermes de Cluny, a Roman therma, which is, I believe, a bath. It is also known as the Pantheon and is found on the rive gauche of the River Seine. The 5th is one of Paris's most prestigious districts. Found in this arrondissement is the Quartier Latin, which is overflowing with universities, high schools, and prestigious high schools, because the Sorbonne, which everyone knows about, used to teach Latin, and that's why it's called the Quartier Latin. That was their thing. It's also home to the National Museum of Natural History and Le Jardin des Plantes. So very, very, very historic, beautiful area that René would have come from. Now, he comes across, and we don't know much about when he came, but we know that Anne marries René Ouellet on the Île d'Orléans, the same as her sister, and so they also... now remember that Anne is born in 1635 and René is born the same year as her sister. So she was 9 years older than him. So let's have a look at how they built their life. So again, we find ourselves at Île d'Orléans. You can see Île d'Orléans, for those of you who are just joining me on this particular episode. Île d'Orléans is just about 3 miles from Quebec City. And Île d'Orléans is also subdivided into 6 different parishes. You need to know that when you are examining, when you have descent ancestors in this area. The 2 bottom pictures are taken recently, just to give you an idea of how beautiful this island is, and how historic. And it really is, for many people, the birthplace of Quebec. It's been called the microcosm of Francophones in North America, because so many people can trace their roots back here. So at some times the island was called Grand Île, Sainte-Marie, Saint-Laurent, but eventually it became known as Île d'Orléans, because it was named in honor of the son of King Francis I, his son was named Henri II, who was the Duke of Orleans. And that's how Île d'Orléans got its name. And so the early French settlers were really attracted to this area because of the fertile soil. I suspect it made them think of France. I suspect, but I could be wrong. And many of them did come from areas very close to the sea, so they would have wanted to be in a place where they could see the ocean, they could see the sea, and be close to the waters. So it is a wonder. So Catherine and Anne, would have settled here, and they would have been neighbors to some degree. Let's have a look at the family that Anne and René would grow together. So Anne and René would have 3 children together. Remember that Anne was 32 when her first child would be born. So Abraham married Françoise Lisotte and had 6 children, 4 of whom made it to adulthood. He then married Reine Minou and had 11 children, 9 of whom made it to adulthood. In case you're keeping score, that's 13 children just for Abraham. Mathurin married Angélique Lebel and had 10 children, and astonishingly, all 10 survived. Grégoire married Anne-Joseph Lisotte, the sister of his brother's wife, and had 13 children, but only 6 survived. Now, that's still an amazing amount of children out of just 3. Tragically, this is one of the saddest, because I don't think I've ever had a Fiji Wai die this early yet. I'm sure there were others, but it was just all of a sudden. It's usually the husband that died. Now, Anne passed away at the really tragic age of 40 in 1675. I don't know what caused her death. It's interesting to know that she is buried at Chateau Richer rather than in Lorient. She received the sacraments, so it would appear that her death was at least expected rather than a sudden end. It's possible she had complications from pregnancy, any of those, you know, maybe she went into early menopause. My writer's brain tries to figure out what happened. Of course, they never rarely do they tell you the cause of death. And Anne Rivet and René Ouellette are also featured on that monument. So just again, she lived a very short life in terms of her experiences here in New France, but she contributed a lot because as of 1729, she actually had 74 descendants just from her line, from those three. Her sister, who lived a much longer life, had 112. So, I mean, these Rivet sisters really did make a difference. And no matter, I always say the same thing, whether they're a short amount of time or they all make an impact because they have descendants and those descendants still, so you could be the descendant, the only living descendant of a Fille du Roi, which I doubt, but certainly they made a difference and created the Île d'Orléans that we see today. They were there at the very beginning, and they are honored. René Ouellette would go on to have more children, and the Ouellette name is absolutely one that is very strong in Quebec as well. So with that, it's just an amazing tale of two sisters who made an extraordinary contribution to New France. And with that, we end our salute to Anne Rivet. We thank her, even though her life was cut short. And we're grateful that she came and she was able to make a difference and leave us with her three children, who then in turn kept the lines going. With that, I bid you adieu, and I will see you on episode number 65. Until then, au revoir.